Greetings in Jesus' name on this 20th day of January, the year of our Lord, 2022. It's currently 36 degrees here in Sanford, Maine, a very warm morning, making the broadcast at the 7:19 a.m. hour and preparing our hearts now for a full day in the Lord. Busy about the Father's business here in my office and preparing our hearts as we are headed down to teach the Bible class to some 25 champions for Christ. And then after that, busy about the Father's business and the different aspects of the ministry, preparing our hearts to teach the Bible Institute tonight. And we're grateful to the Lord for how He has continued to help us and encourage us and use us during these days to get out the good Word of God and to be a part of a local assembly that is busy about the Father's business, that is engaging in daily ministry of encouraging others and investing our lives in the lives of others in mentorship and discipleship and training. And last night, the service was blessed of the Lord. Finally, a Wednesday night where it seemed like almost everybody was there. We had a large crowd, and the Spirit of God was moving in our midst as we had a visiting preacher starting a brand new church in Newtown, Connecticut, in the Sandy Hook area where that great disaster took place many years ago. But going there with the glorious gospel, and our church was able to help him along with $1,000 and encourage him and help him to be have some money to start up the church and all that is involved there. What a joy. In your Bible today, I want you to look with me in Matthew, that is, chapter 13 and verse number 58. And the Bible says, "And he did not many mighty works there because of their unbelief." Many times when you hear messages about faith and unbelief and all of the different things that are involved in trusting God, you'll hear preachers say that we don't have a part in it. It's just what the Lord is going to do, and it's just the way it's going to be. And this text would teach us something different. This text would teach us that God allows us, each and every one of us, to have a part in the great plan of the Lord. He did not there many mighty works because of their unbelief. So certainly their unbelief hindered the great working of the Lord. He did some mighty works, but he didn't do many because of their unbelief. I wonder today, could this be an indicator on why we're not experiencing mighty works being accomplished in our life? Could this be something that is truly happening in our churches around the world that we're satisfied oft times? Not everyone, but some are just satisfied with Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night, and just satisfied with no baptismal waters, and just satisfied with no one trusting Christ as their Savior. Is this the reason why? Is it because of our unbelief? Is this the reason why we've not had any building programs in many years? Is this the reason why that we're not advancing and stepping out on the edge and trusting Christ to build a supernatural work in our midst? Is this the reason why? I submit unto you today that plead guilty. Of course, it's the reason why. God wants us to believe Him. He wants us to take the ministry to another level. He wants us to see our churches blessed of Him, and our Sunday school programs and our choirs blessed of Him. Some of our choirs haven't sung a new song in years. We sing the same exact songs over and over and over again. He wants our choirs to advance. He wants us to learn a new song and to be a part of what He's doing. Oh, our choir's learning some new songs, and even as I speak, that will absolutely cause you to want to jump up and down and shout and throw your hands up in the air and just have a Holy Ghost spell. Oh, yeah, that's what the Lord is desirous of. He wants our choirs to learn new songs, and He wants our preachers to be fresh with the fullness of the Word of God and the fullness of the Holy Ghost. The Bible says, and he could And he did not many mighty works there because of their unbelief. Let that not be said of any of us today. And if there's a measure of unbelief in your life, pray that God would eradicate that, and that we would become people of great faith, and that we could see mighty works done in our certain locations around this world. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day, and we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.